Lesson 22, An Ear of Wheat. I'm sure that you've all had some bread to eat today. How many of you know what bread is made of? The baker makes it of flour mixed with water and some yeast and a little salt. These things mixed together make a thick paste called dough. Dough is made into bread by baking it in an oven. The white flour is got by grounding the grains or seeds of wheat. But the farmer does not grind all his wheat. He sows some of it in his fields, and in a few weeks he sees long, narrow leaves springing up, just like blades of grass. Then the stem of the plant appears, and it grows to a height of 3 or 4 feet. This stem is hollow and jointed. If you look at the stems of grasses, you will see that they are just the same. In autumn, an ear forms at the end of each stem. It's made up of many grains of wheat, each of which has a hard covering or husk. The ears and seeds of grasses are very like the ears and seeds of wheat, only they are much smaller. So we know that wheat is nothing but a large kind of grass. But wheat is not a wild grass. It was once a wild grass, but it's been taken care of for many years. It's been sown in good ground, and so it now grows tall, and its seeds are very large. It's just the same with children. Boys and girls who are well taken care of by their good fathers and mothers grow bigger and stronger than very poor children who have no one to look after them. There are several other kinds of grain that were once, like wheat, only wild grasses. These are barley, oats, rice, and rye. If we pull up any of these plants, we shall find that their roots are little white threads, just like the roots of all grasses. Did you ever notice the flowers of the wheat plant and of the wild grasses? You will have to look very closely to see them, but there they are, very small flowers of a green color. The dry, yellow stems of the wheat plant are called straw. The straw hats, which you use in summer, are made of the stems of wheat, or of some plant of the same kind. Get some straw and see if you complete it in the same way as this. This is the way straw hats are made.